This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado State Patrol seizures of fentanyl are at record highs. CPR's Matt Bloom reports from Golden.
New data from the patrol shows officers have taken over 225 pounds of the deadly drug from street dealers so far this year. That's already more than the total seized for all of 2021. Chief Matthew Packard says demand is still increasing.
This is not economically driven. This is in quite literally every neighborhood, every community across our state. And because it's so pervasive, this needs to be a true system-wide approach to combat this problem.
Packard says new laws that increase penalties for dealers may help. The patrol is also working with other law enforcement groups to step up drug busts in the coming months. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Denver launched an e-bike rebate program this year meant to encourage residents to drive less. Now e-bike owners are wondering why they can't take their new rides on buses and trains. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Several years ago, RTD made a rule that motorized bikes are not allowed on public transit. The policy was designed to stop gas-powered mopeds and scooters from causing safety issues. Bike advocates say that rule is out of date. Battery-based e-bikes have been embraced by other transit systems in cities like Los Angeles and Seattle. RTD officials say they're working on a possible fix. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
This is CPR News. In Denver, it's 56 degrees.